We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their master impressionist, Mark Eaton. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
What's your best impression of the desperation of the Big Three right now?
Boy, I tell you, it is something else. I loved that this time they all drove themselves, though. I thought that was pretty amusing.
On the one hand, it's like a completely boneheaded move, public relations-wise, to take private jets out here like they did a couple weeks ago.
Right.
But the idea that like lawmakers will be willing to extend 30-some billion dollars just because you drove instead of flew,
exactly.
Like that's the linchpin as to whether this is a good idea.
Exactly. And, you know, I'd love to for those car companies to release the names of all the senators and congressmen that have used those planes for their own private use.
Right.
Then we'll do some talking.
Yeah, we'll see how many lawmakers are driving Chevy Volts next year.
Exactly.
So, but obviously the Capitol Steps see this as a huge issue. So you guys, as usual, are right on top of the story.
Absolutely. You know, always when a little bit of tragedy, there's always something good's going to come out of it. And that's the way we have to look at it.
Here we go. Here's the Capitol Steps.
Hi, we represent the big three auto manufacturers. And we, wait a minute. Where's GM?
Sorry, my car broke down.
Man, you should have just taken my jet.
Anyway, we are the Big Three, and we are here to appeal to you, the American voters, to pay for our bailout. Now, I know the price may sound absurdly expensive. You may even have sticker shock. But follow me into the back office here. I've worked things out on my handy-dandy pocket calculator, and I think we can find a bailout price that you will be happy with.
Whoa, wait a minute. What's that you say? Still too high? Well, let me talk to my manager and see what we can do. But frankly, you know, at this point, we're not making any money on the deal.
I know, you're killing us, and at these prices, just how can you refuse, huh? What is it gonna take to put you in one of these little bailouts today? How about if I throw in an extended warranty? You're gonna need one. This whole deal will fall apart in a couple of months.
Now wait, don't run away. Take one for a test drive.
Wait.
You know what this means.
Well, if we cannot find any suckers who will bail us out, the future of U.S. automakers will be in doubt.
Though our cars may be dinosaurs, the Japanese know so much more.
You gotta help me, Honda, help us get up off of the floor.
Bow, 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 bow. Honda, help, help me, Honda.
Hey, Zuzu, we wanna schmooze you.
Ooh. Help me, Mazda, help, help me, Mazda. Ooh. Mitsubishi, please buy a piece of me.
Ooh. Hey, Toyota, help us, Toyota.
A Subaru, our cars suck without you.
Help me, Honda, yeah.
Or we're gonna be poor.
Look, just think of the possibilities. I mean, if we get help from the Japanese, we can merge our brands with theirs.
That's right. Then the Ford Edge can merge with the Toyota Tercel and become the Edsel.
We could have the Mazda MPV merge with the Mercury Comet to have the all-new Vomit.
Yeah. And to save the industry, we will combine the Nissan Titan with the Cadillac to create the Titanic.
These are all swell ideas.
They sure are. Of course, we'll have to stop capitulating to our unions, and our salary levels will have to drop to a Japanese executive level.
Wait a minute. That is just crazy talk. Look, let's just go back to the original plan. Huh?
Bow, 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 bow. Help us, Congress. Help, help us, Congress. Help us, Congress. Help, help us, Congress.
First payment of $200 million.
Yes, must take delivery by 010909.
1.079% financing for the first 6 months. Right arm and firstborn male child due at signing after that.
Help us, Congress, yeah.
Like you helped AIG.
Oh, Mark, it's dicey.
there you have it.
Absolutely. So only a few seconds left here. You guys getting excited for the transition coming up here in a little over a month?
We are. You know, with all these old Clinton faces returning to the scene, we're pretty confident we're going to have some good material.
Yeah, you can just dust off some of the old ones, change a few lyrics, you'll be good to go.
Exactly.
Oh, Mark, it's always great fun to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate you having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.